Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth back on the show. Diana has become a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know. She's director of Manhattan Institute's Economics21.org website. She is the author of Regulating to Disaster. It's all about the green jobs fallacies. Also, her outstanding book on women in business, Women's Figures, an illustrated guide to the economic progress of women in America. She's a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She's our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you. It's such a pleasure being on your show, Jim. And happy Labor Day to you and all the listeners.
And you as well, Diana. Thank you for hanging out with us. So, okay, there's some stuff going on right now with what President Obama calls the new Fair Pay and Safe Workplace Executive Order. Now, it's an executive order. Is that kind of a code for unconstitutional? Tell us what it is, and then tell us if it's constitutional or not.
Well, the president has said that contractors can only pay the minimum wage. They have to pay $10.10 an hour. So the president
he just manufactured that wage, right? That wage was just manufactured out of thin air, and it's only for contractors who do business with the government. He's manufactured a minimum wage for contractors who do business with the government.
And actually, he is legally allowed to do that. But the interesting thing was he wanted Congress to pass that bill for the whole of the workforce. Congress refused to do it. So what he's doing is he's getting around Congress by imposing this on federal contractors. But what's interesting
is, of the executive orders that he's done that were not constitutional, this one is?
This one is constitutional. What's interesting is it's very symbolic. It's symbolic. If he really wanted these people to pay $10.10, he would have said, this is for all your workers. Just like President Johnson did when he imposed an executive order in the 1960s saying there would be no discrimination on the basis of race and sex in any federal contractors. He did it for all the workers employed by those federal contractors, not just workers employed on government projects. So President Obama has said it's just workers employed on government contractors, government contracts, and it's just for new government contracts. So the impact really is relatively small. What it is, it's not that he believes at the bottom of his heart. It's that it's purely symbolic. Plus, what it's doing is it's just raising the deficit. Because since it's just for new contracts, all the bids are going to come in that little bit higher. See what I'm saying?
Exactly. They'll have to be. Exactly. They'll have to be. So, now one of
he's
the
raising the deficit, but he's not actually having that much impact with this. It's a political thing that he can tout around saying, look what I did. I've raised the minimum wage, but really he hasn't.
And it won't show up in the budget deficit forecasts because there's no way to know what it's going to be. And those forecasts have been made already. They're using those already prior to this executive order going into effect.
He gets
the best of both worlds.
That's right. CBO did come out with some new forecasts, but there actually are not that many jobs in the economy and for federal contractors that pay between $7.25 and $10.10. Most of them are pretty highly skilled. In fact, fewer than 3% of American workers make minimum wage. That's because they get that minimum wage job, they work their way up. Many of them have skills that are above minimum wage already.
What about the unions that have contracts? Do they have to comply with this?
Yes, if any union has a contract, then it has to. Then they also have to comply. But the wages are negotiated by the unions, but they are set by the employer.
Mm-hmm. What else do we need
unions,
to know about?
Unions with contracts, so say they have a contract to do job training or contract to provide services, they also have to comply with this. But again, the vast majority of union jobs are way above minimum wage, just like the vast majority of jobs in the U.S. economy.
So this was nothing but a political step. It was political.
Of course. Basically. It's just symbolic. It's just very, very symbolic. He just wants to say, I've done something so that then, and now you come out and vote for me.
He gets to check a box and use it as a campaign thing. Dinah, it's economics21.org, right?
Right. Economics21.org. You can sign up for our daily e-brief, get the best of the internet every day in your email box at 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right. That sounds good. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk. One thing we're going to talk about with Dinah, she's going to give us a report on the Burger King Tim Horton deal, the Canadian acquisition by Burger King that could move Burger King's offices from the United States to Canada, the tax inversion scheme that President Obama is not happy about. He says it's economically unpatriotic. We'll talk about that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.